Welcome to the Pakish News Podcast. Today, we discuss Eid al-Fitr, Karachi's rain aftermath, and the impact of Gulf tensions on Pakistan's energy security.
Eid is declared across Pakistan and GCC nations, a time for celebration, yet overshadowed by tragic events and regional instability.
Indeed, Karachi mourns 15 lives lost due to heavy rains and strong winds, highlighting urgent infrastructure challenges.
Meanwhile, escalating regional conflict sees reported Iranian strikes on Gulf energy sites, including a major Qatari gas facility.
This directly threatens Pakistan's economy by potentially disrupting our primary oil and LNG imports.
Such disruptions could lead to sharp energy price increases, fueling inflation and widening the nation's trade deficit.
On a diplomatic front, Pakistan and Afghanistan announced a temporary Eid truce to de-escalate border tensions.
This truce aims to facilitate peaceful religious observances and test potential for sustained dialogue on security.
Back in Karachi, the Sindh government has initiated relief and promised investigations into infrastructure failures.
Authorities are pressured to upgrade drainage systems and develop climate-resilient infrastructure, despite funding hurdles.
So, Eid brings a moment of unity, but Pakistan faces immediate humanitarian challenges and significant long-term economic and security implications.
A complex situation for the nation. That's all for this episode of the Pakish News Podcast. Thank you for listening.